This is Dakota Datebook for June 13th. A roaring noise and sudden darkness enveloped the village of Alice, North Dakota, on June 12, 1950, as twin tornadoes descended, bringing destruction in their path. On this date, townspeople were beginning the cleanup effort while neighbors across the region read about the damage in the Fargo Forum newspaper. Around 11 a.m. on June 12th, the tornado struck, accompanied by a deafening noise and near total darkness. Residents told reporters that the roar was so loud they couldn't even hear the destruction happening outside. Thankfully, no one was injured, though property damage was extensive. Estimates put the total at around $50,000. Many sheds and garages and uninhabited buildings were flattened. One of the hardest hit areas was the farm of Howard Utke, located 2 miles northwest of Alice. A garage, two barns, a chicken coop, and a car were nearly destroyed. Damages there were estimated at $7,500. This tornado wasn't an isolated event. Cass and surrounding counties had been hit by multiple severe thunderstorms and tornadoes throughout June of 1950. The twister that struck Alice began south of Tower City and ended at Chaffee. Just days later, on June 15th, another round of storms swept through the region, damaging the Alfred Retzlaff farm west of Cooperstown. Retzlaff told the Fargo Forum that the storm brought out some of the largest hailstones he'd ever seen. Despite the destruction, the storms had brought much-needed rain for planting and growing crops. It was noted, even after the damage in Alice, that many valley farmers still welcomed the rain since seeding had already been completed. As long as what's damaged and can be repaired or replaced, folks said, you can't be too upset with a little severe weather in the area. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Ashley Thronson. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.